Welcome back to Inspirational Aura. So before we start, I want to do the exercise that we did last podcast. So we're going to do another breathing exercise. We're going to breathe in for 4 seconds and then exhale for 4 seconds. And remember, when you inhale through your mouth. Through your nose. And then exhale through your mouth. All right, let's go. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Great. I hope you guys feel relaxed. And I just wanna take this time to talk about some things that are important. And I know that life can often make us forget about the good things that we have in life. We often complain about so many things because we take a lot of things for granted. But in reality, many people around the world don't even have these things that we complain about in our everyday lives. So I think it's really important that we are always grateful for what we have, even if it might not always be exactly what we want. We should always be grateful for all of our blessings, big and small. Because remember, we never really know how much something can mean to us until it's taken away. You don't want to wait until something is gone to realize their existence and their special meaning to you and to your life. You want to always be grateful and just enjoy things while you have them at hand, because you won't always have certain things, whether it's just simple things like friends, certain family members, your job, interests, abilities, things like that. You never want to take for granted just the simple fact that you're able to see, able to hear, talk, walk, all these things. Never take them for granted, because I tell you, once these things are taken away, it's like your world is upside down. You don't know how to process things. You're going to be on balance. So you really want to try and stay balanced throughout your whole entire spectrum of life and be able to realize that you can't be a spoiled brat when it comes to life. Everything does not come easy, and things that come hard, you have to work for them. Troubles and tribulations and trials that come your way, you have to realize that these are the things that show your true colors, not just to yourself, but people around you. So see if you can try and fight back. See what you can do to achieve higher goals. Always push yourself. Always try and think, what is it that I can do to make myself better? Don't compete against other people. I can't stress this enough, and I'm talking from personal experience. I remember when I was still in middle school and high school, and I would always compare myself to everyone around me. I wouldn't necessarily try and be like them, but I was always comparing myself, and that made me want to always compete with certain people just amongst myself to see, oh, can I do this, can I do that? But in reality, what I needed to do was just work on me. And when I started doing that, I started seeing that, hey, I'm not so bad. A lot of people are always telling me now, like, hey, girl, I love your energy. I love your art, your talent, your vibes. Like, I love you. And you shouldn't have to wait for people to tell you that they love you or things about you if you can't even love yourself. You have to love yourself first. That's first and foremost. You have to love yourself first. If you don't love yourself, you won't have respect for yourself. It's the same thing that goes with anything else. If you do not love your friends, if you don't love your family, your parents, you're not going to respect them. If you have love and respect for certain things, that's the better off you will be. And especially when it comes to yourself, if you love yourself, you will take heed and you will pay attention and care for more things that have to do with spiritual, mentally, and physical things about your body and your mind and your soul as a whole. So I hope that these words, small, short words, sink deep down into your ears, into your mind, and just dwell on these thoughts. I know that you probably hear this time and time again about, you know, the usual be grateful, don't take things for granted, but we always need a reminder here and now again, because I know me especially, I often forget, and sometimes I tell myself, hey, Naomi, you know, you're being really ungrateful. You're being a brat right now. Like, things could be a lot worse, but they're not. So take advantage of that and appreciate what you have, because you might not have it tomorrow. Thanks for taking time to listen to Inspirational Aura. See you in my next podcast.